Mamy do czynienia najprawdopodobniej z prowokacją na dużą skalę.
We are most likely dealing with a large-scale provocation, said Poland's Prime Minister Donald Tusk. Polish officials say 19 Russian projectiles, including drones, violated its airspace Tuesday night into Wednesday morning as a Russian aerial assault on Ukraine crossed into NATO territory. Those deemed a threat were shot down with the help of NATO.
Ale ta sytuacja...
Tusk, while addressing Polish members of parliament, said the engagement overnight was the closest Poland has been to open conflict since World War II. Russia's defense ministry says it did not plan to attack Poland.
Whether it was intentionally or not, it is absolutely reckless.
NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte acknowledged Poland's request for consultations under Article 4. That does not trigger a defensive response, but a discussion on next steps after an attack. Those in the military alliance warn it will not falter. John Healey, the UK's defence secretary, also offered support.
I've asked our UK armed forces to look at options to bolster NATO's air defence over Poland.
Given the incursion into Poland, Ukrainian Prime Minister Volodymyr Zelensky is calling for the creation of a European air shield. Since Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine, NATO has bolstered protections along the eastern flank, knowing it was vulnerable to attacks.